This is reminiscent of when Phil Fish lost his fucking mind.
It's Monday, August 20th, 2019. It's time for the show that condenses the weekly geek happenings into 60 minutes or less. This is the Noob Shelter Podcast, episode 11. Back to the salt mines and broadcasting live deep from underneath the city of Tacoma, Washington in the Noob Shelter Bunker. Good evening to you all. I'm Matt Fugitive.
Still recovering from a weekend in Portland with the gurgling stomach full of lava. It is Freebird.
Woo! And Mac Fate to Black has the night off because he is celebrating his anniversary. Happy anniversary to you, Mikey, Mikey, Mikey.
Happy anniversary, Mike.
Woo! So, Portland, huh? Gargling buckets of lava juice in your belly. What's going on?
It was the fourth annual PDX Hot Sauce Expo.
Yes, and we saw the shirt. And I'm going to, the next newsletter that I put out, I want to put a picture of you wearing the shirt in there. So, and I got a couple of good pictures to pick from. I'm really excited that your significant other, your lady of the... of the life force there was able to put that together for you. She's awesome. Tell her thank you for me.
Definitely will, and she is most definitely awesome.
She is definitely awesome. I'm jelly. You find a girl that can make you a shirt based on a podcast that no one listens to, you got to keep her. So, I got to ask, because I'm curious, because she was live streaming quite a bit of things. Were you in any of those challenges at all, or no?
Yeah, the chocolate one.
I didn't see the video for the chocolate one. I'll have to look that up.
I will, you know what, I'll find it and I'll share it through the Facebook group.
There you go, that'd be great, yeah. So make sure you do it as an admin.
If you guys don't like us on Facebook, check us out at Facebook.
Facebook.com/NoobShelter.
There we go, Facebook.com/NoobShelter. And you too can watch me burn my face off and still not get even in the top three.
Oh, I don't even want to. You had to. Don't spoil. I don't want to spoil it. Let's see.
I didn't say how close or not.
I was watching those videos. I saw the sausage one, and I saw the hot dog one.
Oh, the chili dog?
The chili dog one. And I was thinking to myself, man, could I do that? Could I mean, it's two chili dogs.
It's too
loaded
chili dog.
With Reapers. I know Reaper powder, fresh Reapers, and there was like a Reaper sauce.
Yeah, I believe it was powdered ghost and powdered Reaper. Let me see if I can find the post. Because the guy, let me see here. One of the guys in the hot sauce group was the one putting on that event.
I mean, I guess what I would have to do to prep for said event, I would have to actually try a Reaper. Like a bit of a Reaper. Not like be psycho like those people on YouTube and try to chomp a whole one down and get sick to my stomach. I would need to taste test a Reaper to see, to me, what its Scoville level is. Because sometimes, I'm a weird duck. I grew up on hot wings. My grandfather was a big hot wing aficionado back in New York. And our levels of spices out there compared to the other planets are either too hot or too cold. You know what I'm saying? There's varying degrees of what people consider hot. Now, I can tolerate some stuff. Yeah, I can do sriracha. I can do freaking, you know, a lot of hot sauce, Frank's Red Hot, all that stuff. Tabasco, I can drink Tabasco out of the bottle. I'm pretty sure I've had those little peppers that are in the General Tao's.
Oh, yeah.
I can deal with those pretty well. I have not really, and I've had a habanero before, So I know I can handle a habanero. I've had habanero wings. I know I can get that far, but I don't know how much further I can get. So that's why I would want to just take a nibble of one and see how bad it's going to be. And I'm, from what I've seen on YouTube and everywhere else, it's probably going to be pretty freaking bad and pretty freaking hilarious, but pretty freaking bad. So do you have any Reaper sauce at your house?
I've got a few different varieties and other pepper sauces there related.
What is the hottest pepper sauce that you have in your house right now?
Well, the hottest pepper product I have in the house right now is a tincture. Was one of my training items.
A tincture.
Yes.
And so what is said tincture composed of?
The essence or concentrate of 10 Carolina Reapers suspended in ethyl alcohol.
Wow. And what do you do? Just put a drop of that on your tongue and pray to God?
I was dropping it anywhere from 3 to 1/2 dropper full on my food per bite to get ready for the expo.
And you didn't even make it that far in the competition.
I didn't say that. I managed to eat 16 bars of little squares, like Ghirardelli size bars of chocolate, in 5 minutes, and they were packed full of the Black Reaper, which is even hotter than the regular Carolina Reaper.
Oh, wow. But I was really thinking about it, though, with the chili dogs. I was like, I would love to try that. Even if I don't make it, I get a free chili dog, you know?
Yep.
And same thing with the sausage, because I love sausages. I love bratwurst. I love Italian sausage. Hot Italian sausage is my go-to sausage. Whenever I make spaghetti or I make a meat sauce, I always make sure to load it up with hot Italian sausage. Just to top it off, I throw in red pepper flakes too, because I like that spice that I get when I'm eating the spaghetti. It gives the spaghetti or any pasta dish where I use the meat sauce in life. You know, it's just like it's alive. It's trying to kick my ass, but you know, so
exactly.
And I can eat wasabi like it's going out of style. I love anything horseradish too.
There is a...
I know. I'm a noob compared to you. I get it.
Oh, I wasn't even going to say that. There is a Valhalla sausage. Let me see if I can find it. It's a... So the challenge... Yeah, the Valhalla Death Sausage. Old 300 Ranch. Basically, there's a challenge in it. And what you have to do is you have to videotape it of you cooking it,
right,
without breaking it. You cannot cook it, overcook it. You cannot undercook it.
That's
and
easy.
Then you must sit down and eat the sausage all in one go. And if you are cooking it and the sausage breaks, you then have to stop and eat the sausage where it is, because they soak it so that it's full of hot sauce as well.
Nice. So what kind of a sauce? It's just like a hot sausage. Like, is it like an Italian sausage? Is it like a brat? Like, what kind of meats are in there? Is it
like
pork?
A kielbasa.
A kielbasa? Okay, I can do a kielbasa. Yeah. So is it like a really big long link, or is it just a regular average, Johnsonville sausage?
It's a really big long link, like you would expect a Viking to eat when they're preparing for Valhalla.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, I see what you're talking about now. I thought it was just
Valhalla
called Valhalla.
Challenge.
I thought it was just called Valhalla because, you know.
No, it will test you.
I wonder how much one of those sausages cost.
That's the catch. They have to be gifted to you by the creator.
Ah.
So I've not had the chance, nor do I think I could survive that one. But in the hot sauce group, I've seen quite a number of the people get them. Or at least before you couldn't buy them. Maybe he's changed that.
Let me see. Valhalla Challenge. Valhalla Death Challenge. Is that it?
The Valhalla Death Sausage.
Challenge. From Almost Killed by the Fumes. Oh, I gotta see this.
If that's the Chase the Heat video, that's Johnny Scoville. That's the guy who jumped out of an airplane while eating Carolina Reapers.
That's psycho.
Yeah. Well, he starts his video and says, "I have problems."
Yeah, that's a kielbasa sausage, all right.
It's no joke, all right? But anyway, in this sausage is seven pot brain strains, hybrid scorpions, peach reaper.
You know, maybe we and you should do like a hot sauce podcast.
We could definitely do that. You saw the haul of new sauces plus my shelf.
We'll get to that in a minute. I want to listen to this though real quick. But yeah,
Trinidad scorpion rugas, including chocolate, Satan strain, and yellow from Baker's Pepper.
Let me see if I can up this wine mixer. There we go.
In this, he also has a sauce made by volcanic peppers called Thor's Hammer.
Thor's Hammer?
Now, Thor's Hammer is... when Tim Baker sent it to me, he included a note when he sent me the test batch before he released it. He says, "I swear to you, Johnny, there's no extract here. It's that hot." But also sauce from Dev Random from Birds McCoy.
Oh.
Now, Valhalla. You guys, a little bit of history of Valhalla.
I'll have to watch this later.
Yep.
Because it's 32 minutes and we're going to run over time here.
Oh, yeah. You could
we could do a whole easily. Episode on just the Valhalla sausage challenge.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I met the man who created the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah?
I got to meet, because he, of course he was there. Puckerbutt Pepper Company was there, but Smokin' Ed Curry was there. And I got a picture with him at one where he's pointing at us, and I'll find it and share that one again.
What? Now, I didn't know you can... I'll have to wrap this up fast, because I didn't know you can make a pepper. I thought Carolina Reapers were just grown, like, naturally. What did they have to do to make a Carolina Reaper? What did they have to genetically alter?
I think he just slowly worked with a few different of his favorite strains, if I remember correctly, over the course of, like, 10 years.
Wow.
And just picked out the ones that he liked the best, the flavors that came through the best, until he slowly crafted this death pod. And he's already outdone himself with the Pepper X. They just haven't been able to get it fully tested. It ranges too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's twice as hot.
Wow. So going back to your sauce thing, because I have a tendency to anybody that listens to this podcast, I'll be like, oh, we'll come back to that. And I never come back to it. And then like... halfway through the next week, I'm like, oh crap, I never went back to that. I'm going back to it now. Your sauces. There's a couple of those I want to try. I'm especially curious about that coconut yellow curry.
Oh, that stuff, that one has no heat. It is all flavor. It's amazing.
I don't care if it has heat or not. I will add heat to it, but man, that looks yummy. And then was that the satay.
Yep.
That looks delicious, too. I want to try those. I got to come over to your place, and you got to, like, just lay out all these sauces and let me dip chicken fingers in them or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, doot, 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 or, like, keto, anything keto that you guys got dippable. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Doot, 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 doot. So, now, as for me,
instead of chips.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Pork rinds. There you go. That's good. I like pork rinds.
They are low carb and high fat.
Yep.
I guess there's some fat.
As for me, I went back to work today. Yeah, where's my boo? I don't have a boo. Do I have a boo?
You should have a boo. You always have a boo.
There we go. Yeah, I got the boo. Everything's still a little mislabeled. I'm still rebuilding everything. I'm going to kind of be modifying everything in here in the next couple of weeks. I think the actual server that I have, I'm moving it out of the room.
Oh, okay.
Into the main area of the shelter, because it's too freaking hot in here. Like, it's muggy. And I think it's that box that's causing it to get muggy in here. But yeah, no, I went back to work.
What about just piping it out?
Oh, that's true. I could try to pipe it out.
Yeah, just build an exhaust and pump it out your window. That's essentially what you do with an AC unit.
Yeah, well, if I could exhaust out an AC unit, like, I would have an AC unit in here, and that would just
solve all
the problems. The window I have is not really... piping friendly. So anyway, so yeah, I went back to work. I spent my last week pretty much watching children nonstop. Didn't do much beyond that. Just lounged around. Got out. Got to take the kids up to Wright Park in Tacoma. They have a nice little water feature. So I got to take them there. And then we went up to Point Defiance Park, me and the big kids, and did a little Pikmin hunting.
Oh, nice.
So that was fun. So we did that for about an hour or so. The kids were a little sad because they're like, oh, we want to go to the other beach and like look for seashells. And I never got a chance to get them there. I'm hoping next week or the week after. I don't know what weekend I'm going to be on call. So I know I'm going to be on call sometime soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, let's move on. We got a lot to talk about. GamesCon happened and a bunch of shit happened, so...
Oh my god.
Oh my god, indeed. Where is my... Ooh, I don't have the top five loaded.
Top five!
Top five? We need a real jingle for that, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll start playing around with stuff, and
we need to set up
the bat signal.
That's true, yeah. So we got the top five gaming news stories of the day, of the week, actually. I should say, not the day. Technically, it's of the day, because a lot of this happened within the last 24 to 48 hours. So, all right, let's go ahead and get started with number five.
Number five.
So, cross-console play is coming to PUBG for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4. It's about freaking time, Sony. So, the Xbox One...
Well, Sony.
Yeah, Xbox One and PlayStation players are finally going to get a chance to battle each other in PUBG. Cross-console play is coming to the game in early October. Before then, the feature is going to be available on the game's public test server in late November. PUBG Corp says that with the Season 4 update on August 27th, the company wants to deliver content to console players quicker, so console updates will occur 2 weeks after they come out on PC. I like how they're keeping their stronghold on... They're taking care of the PC market first.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, hey, I didn't shell out $50 to play PUBG on PC for nothing. I bought it not too long after it came out.
But also on a PC, they can roll out a patch fix.
Exactly.
They can push a fix, whereas on the consoles, it could be a pain in the ass or who knows what.
Now, what I'm hoping for in the future, I don't see this happening, would be cross-play with Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. I don't see that happening because a lot of... PC players or us PC Master Race guys that like to play our FPSs on PC or battle royale games on PC, we tend to be a little bit quicker with the keyboard and mouse than most people are with the controller. I have not played PUBG on the Xbox yet, even though I can because it's available on Game Pass. It is on my list of things to do. It is installed. I'm kind of like, if I play a game on PC, I'm reluctant to play it on console unless it's like Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row or any type of game like that.
Yeah.
So. Number four. So, John, you're going to find this interesting. Minecraft's getting an upgrade. They're going to be getting some ray tracing for RTX graphics cards soon.
Hey, welcome to 2011. No, seriously, the shaders that have been out,
yeah,
they've been doing this for years.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
I
nothing
know.
New. This is just them going, hey, look, we can build this in. Whereas that, I don't like this because by doing that, it not only does it make the game heavier, it makes it harder for the newer versions of Minecraft to play on older PCs.
Well, I suspect it's going to be like a toggle switch. You can turn it on and off.
Doesn't matter. The newer versions of Minecraft won't play on my laptop as it is. They bog down and start lagging.
Oh, no.
But I can play the old ones, and I can crank the graphics to max because some of those options aren't built into the code.
That makes sense. Well, anyways, Minecraft is about to get, of course, a major graphics overhaul. Real-time ray tracing support is coming to anybody using an NVIDIA RTX card. Microsoft and NVIDIA made the joint announcement at the industry trade show GamesCon early Monday morning. So they did this before they even announced or before the opening ceremony started. Ray tracing support will arrive as a free update for all PC Minecraft users. Sorry, console users, you got to stick to the oldie goodie. Now, I saw screenshots of what it looks like off and on, And yeah, it looks pretty impressive, and I can see what you're talking about when you when you're saying it's going to be graphics heavy. I always thought with the RTX and the whole ray tracing, it was a toggle, like it's its own separate set of code. It's not really mixed into everything. You download everything as a package, but if you don't turn it on, the game runs normal without any extra stuff, and you can boost up the graphics super high but still leave it off. Where and then of course if you have a really good computer, then you can flip the switch and turn RTX on. I don't believe I have an RTX graphics card, so I won't be using it. Not like I care. So but yeah, I get what you're saying about it being crap though.
Like look up what was the name of that one freaking Cybox shaders. Cybox
shaders. I see that here.
And just look for some images.
Yeah, I see that. I see the mods. I've seen these mods before. So I know it's not a new thing to Minecraft, and it's kind of lame that Microsoft's just putting it out now.
That one was 2015.
Yeah. So the ray tracing update is being announced just a week after Microsoft and Minecraft developer Mojang announced the cancellation of a planned graphical upgrade to the game, officially called the Super Duper Graphics Pack. The update involved improving the realism of lighting and shadows, more reflective surfaces, and other graphical updates that coincidentally appear to be achievable through ray tracing. The update was scheduled to bring 4K resolution to some devices, including Xbox One, but that's no longer on the table. So that's that.
Yep.
Limo number three.
Number three.
Here's a big one that just popped up on the radar officially today. Sure. Announced just before GamesCon kicked off, Sony ate Insomniac Games.
Right.
Yeah, Sony is all set to acquire Insomniac. They actually have acquired Insomniac Games. They are the developers of the Ratchet and Clank series, Spyro, and Marvel Spider-Man for the PS4. Insomniac Games is one of the most highly acclaimed development studios in the industry, and their legacy of best-in-class storytelling and gameplay is unparalleled. Yes, they did Jack and Dexter as well, too. We have enjoyed a strong collaborative partnership with the studio for many years and are thrilled to officially welcome them into the Worldwide Studios family. So that happened. I don't know what that... I wonder if that means now a lot of Insomniac Games are going to be... I mean, most of them are PS4 exclusives. Like, I don't recall seeing Ratchet and Clank on any other console other than PlayStation. I could be wrong, but I'm never really big on the Ratchet and Clank series.
I thought they did for a little bit, but no, they've been almost always a Sony exclusive. That was why I thought about getting the PS4.
Yeah, the whole big fish eating little fish shit with the video game industry is really starting to irk me, honestly. Mm-hmm. So let's go to number two.
Number two.
So, we talked about video game violence in our last episode. It's still kind of out there. The hype behind it is starting to die down with a lot of people coming out with scientific reasoning that it's not real or that there's no link between violence and video games.
Shut up already. It's science.
And
science.
And anyways, so... But there's been a lot of reports of, like, companies taking a step ahead and doing something about it. Walmart was reportedly taking violent video games off the shelves. They have denied this, though. Back on August 19th, actually, I got this link today, so this is kind of old. I don't know why it says today. But IGN had reported that Walmart is pulling violent video games from store shelves. But the retailer confirmed to another outlet that it has not directed stores to remove them or halt them. Instead, the company is removing signage, advertisements, and demos for some of the video games featuring violence and firearms in the wake of the El Paso mass shooting.
Douchebag!
Now, quoting a rep from Walmart, "We've taken this action out of respect for the incidences of the past week, and it does not affect a long-term change in our video game assortment." We are focused on assisting our associates and their families, as well as supporting the community as we continue a thoughtful and thorough review of our policies. Now, again, we've been down this road before. It's been beaten to death. It is the horse everyone likes to come back every 5 or 10 years and beat the living crap out of that's been dead and carcasses lying on the ground, where video games and violence go hand in hand. They did the same thing with music. Music and violence and drugs go hand to hand. Drugs and sex go hand to hand. You get what I'm saying here. It's been around.
Movies.
This is a cycle. The cycle is starting to die. I'm sure something else about it is going to pop back up. But will say before the elections, before the primaries, but I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't want to say I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry. I didn't mean I got off the road on that one. I did want to say, though, that I do find such acts deplorable as far as these mass shootings going on. There's just way too many of them. Maybe instead of focusing on video game violence like you've been doing since Mortal Kombat came out, you know, why don't you focus on the real issues? Like, maybe I don't want to get into gun control. I mean, I'm for and against gun control in certain aspects. I'm a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. I think there's something that we can do that doesn't piss off all the gun owners and still gives everybody their rights to own a gun.
Mm.
Also, at the same time, mental health is a big issue in our country, especially here in up in Seattle with all the drug users and everything. Maybe we should start focusing on that, too. But again, that's a taboo nobody wants to touch. So. Number one. Oh, where is that damn thing? It's all the way over here. Number one.
Number one.
So, we've talked on and off about Apex Legends.
Every once in a while.
And usually this is a dumpster fire if I've ever seen one. Apex Legends. Let me try to sum it up from what I've read. They have a new event called the Ice Crown event. And there are some cosmetic items in the game that people are trying to get. But it's become an issue as to how to get them. One person, I think, sent me the little spiel about what that one person said. Like in order to get everything, it would probably be like, from what I read, like around $120, $130 to get everything you need.
Yep.
To get this one specific cosmetic.
Well, not to get it, to get the opportunity to buy it for an additional $35.
Wow. Okay. That is, that's even worse than what I thought.
You had to unlock all of the items in order to get the ability to purchase the skin for some melee axe that everyone wanted.
Oh, that's bull. Oh, okay, that's right. You had to unlock everything to get one thing, and in order to unlock everything, you got to buy everything.
There was a total of 24 items that you needed to get for that. You could earn 2 of the loot boxes through gameplay.
Wow.
So you had to purchase 22 more of them.
John, I want you to take lead on this since you've been keeping up with it.
Yeah, it's just friggin' ridiculous. I don't have any links or anything to the old pricing thing anymore. Wait, actually, looks like Polygon might have had it for me here in the article. Nope. Okay, taking too long.
That's okay.
So they did some sort of an apology, basically saying that this whole Ice Crown cosmetics thing was really just an issue. They don't need to apologize for it so much. It wasn't that they are charging too much or being greedy about it. It's that they failed to communicate to fans the proper way of what's coming up. And of course there's backlash, right? Everyone's going to push back about this because it's like a $17 skin. Each one of those loot boxes is $17, or you have to pay $20 because it's $10, $20, $40, or $100 in their store.
Huh.
So then there was a whole bunch of pushback on that apology, which was still slightly condescending. But later on that day, a Respawn dev jumped into the sub forum or the subreddit.
Right.
And where's the first post? Because Polygon actually got these out of order. I can't find the one where he called everyone asshats.
I seen it. Let me see if I can find it in the river.
Oh, here we go. Another. I've been in the industry long enough to remember when players weren't complete asshats to developers, and it was pretty neat. Wow. I forged a bunch of long-lasting relationships from back then. Would be awesome to get back there. Not engaging with toxic people or asking how high one of mob screams jump is hopefully a start.
Huh. Douchebags. Where's my douchebag?
Yeah. Douchebag!
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. The whole thing smells to me like, so if you go, I dropped the link in the chat if anybody, there's nobody there, but whatever.
I wasn't being lazy, it's just because no one's jumped in
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. Reddit.com, look for the Apex Legends subreddit and have a good time, everybody that listens to the podcast. They got a lot of crap going on. Let me see if I can bring up the subreddit and see what they're talking about right now. Head of Respawn responded to recent things going on Reddit. Oh. There is...
Did that just pop up?
That has been up for 6. Dev reply inside. Head of Respawn responded to the recent things going on here in Reddit. This was posted 6 hours ago. It was posted at 5:08 p.m. today, so it's kind of recent. On Friday, we gave Apex fans an update on how we were changing the Iron Crown event. Some of the team then joined a discussion with our community on Reddit, and things got to a pretty bad place. Some of our folks crossed the line with their comments, and that's not how we want Respawn to be represented. I apologize to any of our fans that were offended. I will always stand behind the team here at Respawn and support them on speaking out against some of the toxic and nasty comments being directed at them, including everything from death threats to comments aimed at their family and loved ones. But we shouldn't contribute to it when we do comment and add to the very thing that we want to prevent. We need to lead by example. Last week, we didn't do that, and going forward, we will be better. Having an open, healthy relationship with our community is incredibly important to all of us at Respawn. Okay, so this is reminiscent, and we talked about this earlier. This is reminiscent of when Phil Fish lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you guys who don't know who Phil Fish is, there's a game called Fez that I really, really, really love, and I've followed Phil Fish ever since I saw Indie Game the Movie, because he always seemed like an odd duck, an interesting odd duck, not a negative, but a positive, you know? Like, okay, this guy's got some stuff going on. Mm-hmm. As I got to know more and more and more about Phil Fish, I got to know that he has social issues. Now, I don't know if that's just him or if that just happens to be something with the development industry. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not judging. Whatever. Moving on. He was caught up in the whole Five Guys scandal that we talked about a couple years ago, where a female developer was running around having affairs with all of these male male journalists for video game magazines in hopes to get a game that she was developing high ratings. And Phil Fish was one of her strong backers. I don't know if they've ever had a relationship. I just know that they were friends. I don't know if they were friends in real life or just friends in social media. But when she was being attacked, he jumped in and went after everybody else, which is admirable, but at the same time, dumb. The one thing I learned from being online since 1998, and I failed at this quite a few times between 98 and I want to say 04. Don't feed the trolls.
Yeah.
Don't. Well, I guess things got so heated between Phil Fish and I forgot the female journalist's or the female developer's name, and I apologize. It's an old story. Phil Fish just comes to my mind when all this happens because it's kind of a similar response to what Phil Fish would do. He would call people asshats or freeloaders or threaten to shut down development of a game Eventually, he ended up giving up social media. He took off somewhere. He sold his company, sold the rights to Fez, stopped work on a sequel to Fez, which I'm kind of sad about, and just disappeared into the sunset. Nobody's heard from him since. And that's what sounds like was going to happen with this. I'm glad that this Vince Zampella guy came out of nowhere and said something. But guys, don't be douchebags. That's all I got to say. Just don't be douchebags.
They might have one person who can save face a little bit, but here's one of their devs, okay, in the previously in the one that they got deleted or it's been buried at this point.
Yeah.
He goes, I scrolled too far. He went and found the person and then commented, went, hey, everyone, I found the dick I was talking about. Guess what? I didn't even read your comment except the first sentence and last. This kind of garbage doesn't warrant a reply, but lucky for you, I already made a comment about this. Go find it.
Ah, interesting.
So he's like, la, 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 I can't hear you, la, 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 this guy's a fuckhead, am I right?
So, in that instance, just walk away. I mean, I get it. We're online. Everyone's big bravado. And my speech is falling on deaf ears. I get it. But still, it needs to be said, man. I mean, guys are getting too old for this shit. I'm getting too old for this shit. We're all too old for this shit. And on Apex or on Respawn's side, take a lesson from all the other game developer companies out there. Game development companies out there. Do not let your developers on any social media representing your company at all.
Yeah.
Don't. Because I guarantee for every good guy developer out there, there's a Phil Fish hiding in there somewhere that's going to take offense and blow up. Kind of like what happened on the subreddit. Now, I have predicted when we talked about this on Sunday, yesterday, that heads were probably going to roll. Either from Respawn side or from EA side. The head guy at Respawn said something, but no heads are rolling, and we haven't heard anything from EA yet. So I'm going to keep an eye on this. I still think somebody's going to get shit for this. I don't know who at the company, but somebody's going to get into some shit. But seriously, Respawn, hire yourself a social media person, okay?
Yeah.
A dime a dozen. You can get somebody out of college for like $17, $18 an hour to run your Twitter and your Reddit and everything. Get somebody like that. Let them do the work because they're trained to have thick skin and deal with this shit. Not your developers who put their heart, soul, and blood into a game and then get all offended and butthurt when a bunch of, God only knows, 12, 13, 14-year-olds jump on their shit and call them, you know, names and stuff like that, and then they have to retort.
But also, don't charge $17 for a freaking skin that you barely can see a difference in.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
This is one of the biggest monetization freaking just cash grabs.
What's hilarious is they said when they first came out that they weren't gonna do that stuff, and they 180. What you do in that instance, though, people, when somebody lies to you like that, you walk away. The game's great. Okay, cool. But just walk away. There are other games out there to play. Some are better. Some are worse. Some are more indie. Just let it go. Let them sink on their own. If you don't want to pay $17 for a cosmetic, just leave. Leave the game. I don't know if they're going to change their stuff or not. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Especially after this.
The only problem with not saying something in these cases is these developers are pushing more and more. They're trying to see what people will fight back against, what people will accept or just quietly do nothing about.
And when their subscription numbers drop, their player numbers drop, and their finances drop from incoming games, then they'll realize what their players fight with your money, fight with your time. Don't fight with your stupid, with your words and childish stuff, man. Don't be threatening people. That's all I got to say about it. I mean, I don't know if you agree or not, but, you know, hey, that's just what I got to say. So, but anyways, we got to take a break. So we had to extinguish our HTML5 player on our site and bring back the free Flash player on our website. Not happy about that, but that's because we don't get no contributions, and I was paying that out of pocket. So, and this month and next month's going to be tight. I'm hoping by the end of the year I can put back the HTML5 player, but or find another way around it. Noobshelter.com/donate. $10 or more will get you an executive producer credit on our show. Any donations that we receive this episode will be applied to the next episode. And we also like show work and promotional materials, voiceovers, music, sound clips, show notes, archiving, and effects. We even talked about getting some jingles for the show. Maybe one that says, "It's Monday," because we can't use the "It's Friday" one anymore. And that came free with one of the software suites that I bought. Because it's not Friday. It's Monday. So please consider helping us out. Show at noobshelter.com if you want to provide anything. Make sure you give us your intent on our fair use of using said materials, of course. Show at noobshelter.com. And as always,
we just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Yep, or any of the other mentions above. Noobshelter.com/donate. So I had some side notes. I was going to save these for later in the show. You had already talked about your PDX hot sauce expo shenanigans. I should mention that I have been streaming on Twitch. I've kind of gotten addicted to Magic the Gathering Arena. I haven't played Magic the Gathering in quite a few years. And the last time I played, I was playing the actual physical card game. And Magic the Gathering Arena, I want to talk about something real quick. I was watching the GamesCon opening ceremony, the two-hour stream that they had earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Epic came out. Everyone was kissing Epic's ass. Ooh, Epic, Epic, Epic. Yeah, they were talking about, and I didn't get this clip, unfortunately. I wish I did, but I didn't have time and was busy at work. They brought out one of the guys from Wizards of the Coast to come out and talk about how excited they are that Magic the Gathering Arena is going to be on the Epic Store for download when it's officially out of beta, because it's currently still in beta right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't do that. Go to their website. Look, Google Magic the Gathering Arena and just go to their website and download it there. You don't need a launcher for that. You don't. You know? Everybody's using Discord these days. You don't have to use no built-in chat thing or Steam or just go download the app directly off of their website. That's what I did. And I've been streaming nonstop. I'm at the point now where I'm like almost up to level 19. I've unlocked a lot of cool crap. There's some promo codes online too that if you search for, you can get free boosters and stuff like that. I didn't have to put any money into this game. I mean, I will admit I did pay $14 because I wanted to get enough gems to get other unlockables. There, you pay $14 and you get like 3,500 gems, and then you use those gems to buy this specific pack. You get a Sandra, what have you, and a cute little fire kitten, whatever. But you get the master. The paid mastery pass. What is that called? It's a mastery timeline or something like that. As you gain levels, you get free stuff. With the extra $14, you get a second row that you can unlock, and you get even more free stuff. So it eventually pays for itself, if not more. Because I've gotten quite a few Planeswalker cards out of that second tier mastery section that I'm so happy about, but I'm also kicking my ass in the butt, because you also get wild cards as you play. And what wild cards allow you to do is they will allow you to build a card that either you have or you don't have in your deck. So I had a couple of mythic wild cards that I used to build some planeswalkers out of. I was like, oh, I need it, because I'm running a white-blue deck. So I have a white blue planeswalker. For the life of me, I don't remember. I have a couple Jace ones, a couple other blue planeswalkers, and I have been kicking butt. I've kind of stalled. I've been playing ranked, and I've stalled on the silver tier three, I want to say, of ranked Magic the Gathering Arena. But yeah, I am unlocking stuff. You gain levels. It's a pretty good game, and you can have a lot of fun for what you get for free. So I highly recommend everybody check it out. They're not a sponsor or anything. You know, we don't do sponsors, but if something's good, I'm going to tell you guys about it.
Right.
So, but yeah, so let's, speaking of GamesCon.
Oh, good God.
I watched all of the 2-hour thing. What was your good God about? The GamesCon?
I just popped the drop down.
Yeah, to here's see how a much list. Info. Here's a list of everything that was announced at GamesCon. We all know Gears of War 5. That we talked about that over at E3. This was more. I think the opening ceremony for GamesCon was a lot more interesting than it was at E3 than all at E3 was. You know, I really think this was a lot better. So Gears of War 5 definitely coming out. Comanche. Now apparently this is an older game. I don't remember it, so forgive me. I wasn't really into like the army shooter up type games, except there was one game on the NES called Jackal that I was really addicted to.
What is that game?
Comanche. They're bringing that back. It's a helicopter fighting game where you fly around.
It was fun.
You fly around with helicopters. You blow the crap out of them. They're also going to give you drones for close up combat.
Huh.
There's this other one, DCL the game. It's like a drone parkour type thing. Need for Speed Heat is coming. This one is interesting. Need for Speed Heat. You can actually download an app onto your phone right now and customize and color a car. I want to get this game just to build the ugliest freaking car I can think of and drive it.
Well, they also posted something recently that said basically, you're never going to pay for. I don't believe it. Never mind. It's EA.
Yeah, no, you're going to pay for something eventually.
Maybe it was a joke then, because it said no paid DLC or something like that.
Another big one, Kerbal Space Program 2 is coming.
Ooh, Kerbal.
Kerbal Space Program. I never played the first one. I need to play it. It's in my library. Little Nightmares 2, apparently that was a game. I never heard of it.
Nope.
Predator Hunting Grounds looks interesting. You're a predator. You're hunting people. Monster Hunter World Iceborne. Now that looks interesting. A lot of the Monster Hunter people are gonna like really take off with that one.
They're just pumping those ones out these days, though.
They got a new PvE game coming out called The Cycle, where it's player versus environment, and you can team up with people. Life is Strange is getting a sequel. They're coming out with Life is Strange 2. There was this one trailer I saw for this game called Humankind. It looks like kind of like a Civ type deal. I believe Sega's putting it out. The trailer, the only thing I remember about it was that opening was some dirty-ass caveman messing around with, like, a really disgusting-looking synthesizer. And he's, like, playing this thing, and he was an ugly caveman. I mean, like, I'm like, what the hell is this? Is this, like, some new, like, synthesizer game that they're putting out? And then he's, like, the camera pans back, and you see he's, like, in some, like, ship in space. So you got to build up humankind to like its highest evolution thing. It, like I said, it looks like a Civ type thing, a Civ ripoff. Borderlands 3 is coming, of course. Everspace 2.
Everspace.
Witcher 3 for Switch they were talking about. And then, of course, fuck FIFA 20. Disintegration, that was an odd one. That was a... I don't remember much about that one. It was just odd. Now, you've heard of the Darksiders franchise, right, John?
Yep.
They're coming out with a game called Darksiders Genesis. This is a top-down Diablo clone.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, there was talk about Destiny 2 Shadowkeep. One of the big things that I'm liking about this is cross-profiles. So you you have a character, let's say, on Xbox One like me. He's all nice and beefy. And you want to play him on other consoles, like on your PlayStation 4 or on your PC. You're going to be able to do that around end of August, early September. Shadowkeep update will be coming out in October something or other. And that will be... Shadowkeep will cost you money. I think it's about $40. But all of Destiny 2 prior to that is going to be free to play. So you can download that and play to your heart's content. Nice. Creepy game Remothered. That looks creepy. I heard them talk about PlayStation eating Insomniac and how everybody's happy and whatever.
Right.
They have a new interactive thriller. Do you remember that Night Terror game that was on the Sega CD? Or Fright Night? What the hell was that game? With the girls and... Remember, it caused a whole bunch of...
Oh, horror. Yeah. Now I can't remember it either.
An interactive thriller. You click on things and things happen. Well, they're kind of bringing the interactive thriller back to consoles again. You could thank Netflix for this because Netflix has their little point and click or the, you know, decision adventures. Erica is an
Fatal Frame.
Yeah, Erica is an interactive thriller that is coming out. I believe it's going to come out on PlayStation 4, and then I don't know if it's going to be an exclusive or it's going to hit other things later on. Anno 1800 is another game that they were hyping up. They actually had the developers there talking about it. It's another Civ-looking clone-type thing. It's free to play until August 25th. If you want to go check it out right now, it's available on Uplay. Then Iron Harvest 1920. It is pretty much... It's 1920... It's World War One, and you have mechs. Steampunk mechs.
I'll play that one.
That sounds interesting. So that's kind of what I got out of GamesCon. Oh, and then Kojima was there. And I watched all of his, because I kind of skipped around through a lot of these, but I caught everything that I needed to catch, everything that I mentioned. There was one game that I didn't bother mentioning because I was just like, okay, this is stupid. And I didn't think you guys would find it interesting either. It's one of those under the radar type things, whatever. Anyways, but towards the end, Kojima came out and he showed some scenes, some clips from Death Stranding, one where it explains what those babies are for. I'll let you guys go find that out on your own. I don't want to spoil it unless you guys don't want spoilers. But there's a purpose for the babies. The little fetuses in the jars that they're carrying around. They also talk about... They also show Guillermo del Toro's character in the game. And you can hear his speech and all that stuff. It's pretty cool. And nice. Also they show some gameplay. Some actual gameplay. And again, I'm not going to spoil what I think the game is about. I'm going to let you guys go and figure that out on your own. Let's just say... United Postal Service. United Parcel Service. I'm just going to throw that out there. But you guys can use your imagination on that one. But it looks pretty freaking good. I'm interested in it. So. Some more gamer stuff that I wanted to talk about. This dropped shortly after GamesCon. Now, these guys are not at GamesCon. They're just like, oh, hey, we're just going to throw this shit out there. Intellivision is coming back.
Yeah.
And they're launching the Intellivision Amico. Now, let me see if I can bring up the trailer for this thing. Intellivision's new family-friendly console seems like a bit of an oddball, but hopes to offer some good, clean fun and possibly fill a hidden niche in the market. During GamesCon, Intellivision dropped a new trailer for the system that offered an incredibly brief look at some of the games headed to the system. Nothing as big as Earthworm Jim yet, but many of these exclusives look like updates to arcade classics. So nice. Here's the trailer. It's going to be a little bit more musical, I think. Let me see if I can get it to load. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Hopefully you can.
I can.
Let me make sure that it's...
Our goal at Intellivision is to use technology to bring family and friends back together. games these days have become so complicated, from the controls, the complexity, the menu screens. I mean, everything about it just screams, you know, hardcore gamer.
I know this guy from Summers. Hang on, I gotta go back and see what his name was. It was, I've seen him around.
Cool editing television is
Tommy Tellerico.
To use
who the hell is he?
People used to play games with their
friends. So they're saying
there
can be over 200 games
all in a room together, and that doesn't happen anymore. People's fondest memories out there of playing video games together is when they were with a group of people.
Now, first look, this thing is looks like a spaceship. It looks like something Sega would launch in Japan. The controllers are the classic, have the classic Intellivision controllers. You know, you had the long stick with the little joystick in the middle.
Yeah.
These actually have like a thumbstick in the middle instead. It's like a flat disc that you put your thumb around and move it. And it looks like the main part of the controller is a touchscreen.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
People together, put them in the same room. Having fun, communicating. Bringing back that kind of game night.
Now, here's a quick one. Affordable. What are they saying when they say affordable? I want to know a freaking price on that before anything.
Right.
Before I can say it's affordable.
Wow, these actually look like neat little updates to the games.
No matter what skill level you are.
Now, they show a games library, but they don't actually talk about what games, like award-winning board games, puzzle and word games, professional sports, action
arcade. They show a few.
Well, they show games, but they don't give names.
That's the magic that we want to bring back with the Intellivision.
All games are exclusive and only available on Amico.
United once again.
Back!
Moon Patrol, tanks, asteroids. Breakout. Did I just see Echo?
Yes, you did.
But I thought Echo was a Sega IP. I didn't know that was
a believe it was a dual IP.
Huh.
I think.
IntellivisionEntertainment.com.
I'm on their website right now.
Tommy Tellerico. This is why I remembered him. He is a composer, musician, sound designer. Born in Springfield, Massachusetts. Let's see. Electric Playground. He was on Electric Playground. I remember that show.
Major League Baseball.
Tellerico, John Williams score for, I know, let's see, career playtesting. He did the soundtrack for Prince of Persia for the Game Boy. I remember Electric Playground. That's, I think, where I remember him. I swear I thought I saw him in something else. I guess that's where it was. But that he just sticks out like a sore thumb. Like, I've seen him all over the place. And it must have been when Electric Playground was on TV.
HDMI, it's got built-in Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Onboard interactive lighting.
That's pretty awesome. Anyways.
See, controllers. Two wireless Bluetooth controllers. Color touchscreen. Simple positional disc, four arcade-style tactile feedback buttons, gyroscope and accelerometers, force feedback. This thing's actually, it's got a speaker in there, microphone.
I don't know how it's going to be cheap, but we'll see. So moving on, NVIDIA is bringing its GeForce Now cloud gaming service to Android phones. So apparently there's been an image circulating of smartphones attached to an Xbox controller showcasing off Microsoft's xCloud streaming service. So NVIDIA is jumping in on the game now, and it wants to bring GeForce Now Cloud to Android phones. Doesn't say when, but and AMD's planning something too, but there's not much going on here. We don't know how much and when exactly. All I know is you can do GeForce Now on Mac, PC, and Video Shield TV. It will be coming out for Android, though. We, again, don't know much more about that. NVIDIA did partner with SoftBank and LG's U+ to bring GeForce Now to Japan and Korea. It was previously available in North America and Europe and has been rolling out newer servers powered by its RTX graphics cards in California and Germany to add additional performance. So, another gaming news. Destiny 2 is going to get a PvP overhaul with the new light free-to-play version drops. Personally, I've played PvP on Destiny 2. I've never found a problem with it. New Shadowkeep expansion and new light F2 free-to-play version of the game will both launch on October 1st, and they should bring with them some major changes to how Destiny 2's player versus player combat works. These changes have been detailed in a director's cut message on Bungie's official website from Luke Smith, the game's director. The full thing is worth a read. Of course, if you want to check it out, just go to Bungie.com. I'm not going to read it here because we're running out of time. Smith says that things are not where Bungie would like them to be. We haven't released a new permanent game mode. Many game modes from Destiny 1 are nowhere to be seen. There isn't a public-facing PvP team. And the last real thing we said was Trials is staying on hiatus indefinitely. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Check out Bungie.com, and I'll read up more about that. Maybe I'll report it next week. So, closing it out with a quick shot. This is great. So there's a Witcher 3 mod out there which replaces Geralt with Henry Cavill.
Get off the stage, you drunk bastard!
Excited for the new Witcher series? If you're impatient for it to arrive, well, guess what? Somebody went through all the trouble in making a Witcher 3 mod that replaces Geralt with Henry Cavill's face. Dodd Cockle, the voice actor of Geralt, gave his humorous take on Twitter about what he thinks of the recent mod, and he is quoted as saying, "Let's just get this straight. I don't give a rat's hairy buttocks about Henry Cavill's face mod on game Geralt. They left my glorious performance captured biceps and pecs alone, thank goodness, and that's all I care about." That's a good man, so, hey. Woo! I think we're done. Do you got anything else you want to add?
I found the pricing on that.
Ooh, yeah, go. On what?
$149 to $179 base price for the console.
The Intellivision?
Games will be $299 to $799 tops.
Damn! Okay, yeah.
They're going to have a global leaderboard system as well.
Damn!
Yeah, it's almost going to be like trying to bring back a modernized version of the old arcade.
I think they're going after Atari.
They're going after Atari and all the other game out there because they said no in-app purchases, no DLC.
Wow.
Online gameplay, everything is E10 and under.
Tommy Tallarico, thank you. Thank you, Tallarico, for doing this. But oh my God, in television. Shit.
A bunch of the old games.
Wow.
R-Type is one of the featured games.
Oh my God, I love R-Type.
I would buy it just for R-Type.
Yep.
There was a couple other ones, but I can't remember them now. It's
you
gone.
Know I put R-Type 3 and Super R-Type on my SNES Classic?
Nice.
My SNES Mini, yep. Anyways, let's go and close it out now.
That's it.
But yeah, that's not a bad price for a console, man. I mean, especially that one, as big as the Intellivision, with over 200 games and games are not going to cost more than $7.99. That's pretty affordable. Damn.
They're going to keep adding to the library, too, from the looks.
Wow. Well, that's all we got here for tonight on the Noob Shelter Podcast. I want to thank you all for downloading us, listening to us. And as always, thank you, John, Rythone, you're the man, the hot sauce man. Even though you're not a champion at PDX, you're always a champion in our hearts. Anyways, we'll see you all next Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific. Fade to Black will be back. Until then, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Okay. I'm gonna do the Fuck FIFA song too as well, because that just annoyed me because they had talked about FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA 8. This game's taking years off my life. FIFA 8. This game's taking years off my life. I want to punch an infant in the mouth. FIFA 8. FIFA 8 makes you want to kill yourself. FIFA 8 makes you want to kill yourself. I want to punch an infant in the mouth. I love FIFA.
Liquor and whores, cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, liquor.